We're doing the best we can here. We don't usually play with drum machines, but you know, it was like 2 days before this gig that Alex broke his hand or did whatever he did to it. And, you know, quite a story there, how it happened. All I can tell you is the hooker said she's going to sue. But I doubt it. And I just can't imagine what he was reaching for. I mean, what did he think he was going to find? A vast treasure trove? Well, that's our Alex, optimistic. What have we got next? Oh, Jesus. Okay, well, this one calls for me to actually try and sing. I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm a little hoarse. The weather, you know. Cold weather in Boston. Not all of us can be in sunny Florida. No. Not all of us can be so lucky. Okay. Talking to the one guy out there listening. All right. I think that's you again.
Oh,
Okay, a little bit of a train wreck at the end there. But hey, it's only Cheap Trick. So perhaps we'll do one of our own and see if we have better luck. So this would be in the old days. So as it happens, the 31st of October, Halloween, as you may know, is the anniversary of Reno and I first playing with Harlequin, which was why we really hoped that it would be Harlequin playing tonight. Though, of course, we understand why it can't be. But we are going to do one Harlequin tune, and this is the song that I did way back in 1982 on Halloween. This is the one where ML would, our lead singer, Mondo, ML for Mondo Lobotomy, he'd reach out in the audience. That's Mondo Lobotomy, spelled Emma, never mind. He would reach out in the crowd and grab a chick and kill her on stage with a knife. Literally kill her. I mean, people would think it was part of the act. Yeah, he got away with a lot, that guy. Not just from us. I mean, you know, right there in front of everyone, blood every place. And of course, this is the Rat, so it was just, you know, business as usual for them. I mean, what are dumpsters for? They're not just for people that anger bouncers. They're for bodies of Harlequin Halloween shows. So, we're going to give it a try. We kind of put it to our own music. We used to call this the Beatnik theme, but we're going to have to let the drums start. Let's not forget. And why don't we do it?
Ain't nothing above slim.
Okay. Well, this one at least we pretty much know. Oh yeah, let's hear it. Once again, Charles Von Deuce helping us out with percussion. And sounds familiar. Are you ready then, Mike? Reno Daly on the bass guitar. We'll be right back. Hey, where's that weird little instrumental we have? We still got that, right? Give my voice a break.
Sure.
Yeah, but remember the instrument. Dun, dun. We'll just do it without drums then. Hit it. Yeah, I know. We must have forgotten to write that one down. Well, we can do it without drums. Hit it. Three, one, two, three. To my friends. My locking tuning guitar was giving me all kinds of trouble staying in tune, so I'm playing my old Les Paul Special. Only because everybody told me to, but this one is not that easy to keep in tune either. Okay, well, let's try Chop Chop. We'll be right back. That was Chop Shop Plus. Like that. Good jam, boys. Okay, now we're ready to play for another hour. When we first got here, I was like, drag us out of here, please. Right, Reno?
Yeah.
Right. Right. Right, Rog. Well, so I think we're going to invite Charles to come in manually on this one, right? That's right. You got it. Oh, okay. He's got his butt covered here. And you noticed I didn't say the other word for butt. That's how good I am on radio. The FCC, they kiss my butt. And I haven't written any mean songs about them yet. But then, yeah, we're down to our last song. Here it is.
Thank you.
Halloween, everybody. Thank you. We're the Grave Dancers. Subbing in for Harlequin. Good night.
Thank you very much to the Grave Dancers playing for us live in Studio D on the Town with Mikey D, WMFO Medford. All right. Rock and roll will continue with a slight Halloween theme. Yes. Yes, it will. So, next up, hopefully, is the Voodoo Dolls. Notice I said hopefully. Okay, we're going to come back to that one. It's always something. Jeez. You know, and it's one of those like newfangled tape decks where nothing is labeled. It's just like assumed you're going to hit one button and that's play. Fine. Whatever. We'll have that re-queued up again in a second. But next up, we're going to hear from Mary Timoney. I was looking for a Helium CD, but I couldn't find it. Mary Timoney record, which one is this? The Golden Dove has this lovely track called The Look a Ghost in the Eye. And I think that fits. So we're going to go there. Enjoy.
Can you see the snake in the sky on a clear day? Look a specter in the face with no disgrace. Some will fly away and some will chase. Can you see me now like I see you now? Do you feel what you are thinking about? Will I like you then like I like you now? Do you radiate hope? Do you radiate? Told me today, don't count on that boy. Hey, hey, hey. His reputation says he is a vile rat. Well, what am I gonna do if I believe that? Can you see me now like I see you now? Do you feel what you are thinking about? Will I like you then like I like you? You are thinking about, will I like you then?
music from far away. How strange the music sounds to me. It seems my partner must be late. I wait till my partner comes to me. Rise out of the sea. A voice moans in answer to mine. Cold arms slowly wrap around me. I'm dancing with death. Oh no, don't look at my face. I'm dancing with death. Oh no, don't look at my face.
Yeah. The Beast Man, he's probably out there tonight, but probably not for much longer. We are just about... Hey. Take it easy. We're just about at the midnight hour, which means we are about done. Just about. Not quite. Thank you for tuning in and checking out On the Town with Mikey D, our somewhat Halloween-y edition. Come back next week. More live music, more local music. That's all we do. So this is the place to check it out. We are next playing some Amber Spyglass because I've just wanted to play this forever and I haven't gotten around to it. So now is a good time. Have your final pieces of candy, kids, before you go off to bed. Happy Halloween.